Whew, I'd like to go in and do that last note again.
It sounds better every year, Tony.
Yeah, well, in art
you're
is
so
art.
Critical.
You got to leave it there. Yeah, well, I hear it a lot more than you guys do.
Do you play it more often than once a year?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Oh, that's a new one on me. I didn't know that.
Well, it's an interesting approach. There's a gal who calls herself Miss Fiesta because this float is basically nothing more than a plug for another parade. You'll find that the few floats in the parade are as crass as to just say, well, if you like this, come to something that doesn't look like this. This is the torch in the middle of this float symbolizes the annual Fiesta Flambeau parade held in San Antonio, Texas, where all the floats are on fire. The original purpose of the Rose Parade was to prove to people back east that the climate in Pasadena was warm enough that you could grow flowers in January.
Huh. Now, you know, a lot of these flowers are hothouse flowers.
Yeah, they're not grown here at all, and they're placed in cold storage, and then they bring them out from warehouses. So it just proves that everything loses its point, given enough time.
Yeah. Hey, look at this. This is what I like.
From Sierra Madre comes a float entitled Tally Ho the Fire Plug. And to give us a bird's eye view, John Simon.
Thank you. This lumbering behemoth of a parade will lurch us forward with an allegedly comic flavor, but don't bother waking up. Despite this initially fetching premise of fox, hounds, and fire plug, a classic situation, the float generates no actual amusement of any pedigree, and at the risk of seeming dogmatic, this is garbage.
Thank you, John.
All right, while we have a band go by, let's get an update on the Rose Bowl picture.
Yes.
So let's go from our position here to Dave Swartz.